totally stop it.
Reporting from somewhere else.
But they're not on the air yet.
I know. Okay, so we're hanging out at the Weston Bayshore with Alexa Liu, a member of Team Visa. How important is this for you?
For me, the Team Visa has been such a cool thing for me to be able to get involved with. I just signed on with them like this week, actually, and it provides me with support, but also a mentorship program. So I've got Kurt Browning, Natalie Lambert, and Ian Balfour, Paralympian, that I can talk to, ask questions of. Natalie and Kurt have both had home field Olympics, so they both competed in 1988 in Calgary. So the wealth of experience those three bring to the table, and especially the ones with the Canadian Olympic experience, I can ask them anything. I can come forward and express my concerns and doubts and anything else and give voice to some of those things and then deal with it that way, so that when I go into my moment in 2010, I can be free of all my worries and stresses and everything else, and hopefully go in with that strength of that whole Team Visa support network. And
okay, it's interesting the words that you use when you said, when I go for my moment. I mean, when you think about it, it's not my competition, it's not my event, it's my moment. That's just such a great way to describe it.
Well, for me, I guess my Olympic dream maybe started in 1984 when the LA Olympics were going on, and the Whitney Houston song "One Moment in Time" was there. And I know it sounds super cheesy. It sounds super cheesy and everything else, but then you always wonder if you're going to have your moment in time, and will I have that moment? And in Torino, I had my moment, and unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. And I'm so lucky and fortunate that I get a chance to have a new moment here in Vancouver. And not only do I get to have that moment in my hometown, but I get to bring so many people on that journey with me, and they can experience the magic of the Olympics with me. And that moment is going to happen in 198
days. Yeah.
And up on Cyprus. Actually, it'll be a few more after that because we're almost at the end of the Olympic program, but it'll just be magical, and it's my moment, and win or lose, and podium or not, it's still my moment.
Having the games here, when you were talking about a hometown game, I mean, when we think of the major league sports and how home games and the press and the crush and all that sort of thing, what sort of things have the mentors told you about the media focus, although I'm guessing it's different 22 years later?
The mentors have suggested that the media will be important, but they've also suggested that the more comfortable you are with where you are in your preparation, the more ready you will be to share that story with people. So that can almost act as a bit of a gauge for yourself to determine your own panic level just before the game. So whether or not you're feeling ready, if you need to do something to tweak it, how comfortable you feel about going out there and sharing what you're doing with people. And for me, that's been really valuable, to be able to share what I'm doing with people and bring them on my journey, bring them on my road to Cyprus, to 2010, because it makes it that much more real for me, everything that I'm doing and everything I've been working for.
Okay, so less than 200 days to go. You've got media, you've got events like this, and a pretty hectic training schedule. How are you juggling it all?
Well, my trainer and I rejigged our training schedule so that I could have these 2 days off, and then I'm back in the gym first thing tomorrow morning, and trampoline session tomorrow afternoon, and yoga tomorrow night, and we just plan for it a little bit. I don't have that many sponsors, so I'm trying to keep some of my requirements and things that I have to do down to a little bit of a minimum to take care of Alexa the person, to make sure I have enough downtime for myself and time with my family, and just making sure that I'm doing what I need to do for me to be successful.
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, the sponsors are so vital for amateur athletes to be able to go to the heights that you go to. And yet, in exchange for their name on your chest, they ask a little bit of time back for you. Have you heard, how is that going to be managed during the games? Or is that just, they know, like, they want you on the podium and they'll leave you alone?
Well, part of that is we've pre-organized how we're going to have our day. So if you're sponsoring me, then we've discussed which days you're getting. So we've already mapped out the season, how many hours, what you're expecting me to do at that event. Because for me too, I'm actually naturally a bit of an introvert, so it takes a lot of energy for me to come out of my shell a little bit and come forward and be, you know, the effusive Kurt Browning type person for a little while. So then I have to go back into my little shell and rest for a while.